Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and I'm here with Stephen LeMay. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Excellent, excellent. And you're from the Chateau Tuco?
Tuco, yes.
Tuco, but it's got a D at the end, so it looks to me like Turcad.
Turco, you know, Turco was the historical name of the place. Because very often the name of the castle is not really a castle. It's a very often there is a link with of the name of the place. And Turco and the orthograph, you know, change with centuries. It could be the name of somebody from the abbey, because one of our famous place where we make the cuvée majeure white is the Champ du Curé, and maybe a curé from the abbey.
And we're in the middle of, almost bang in the middle of the Entrée de Mer.
Yes, because we are exactly between the two rivers, Dordogne and Garonne, and hardly 30, 35 minutes southeast from Bordeaux.
Yep.
And which means we are not too far from Bordeaux, not too far from Saint-Emilion. People are coming every day, visiting us and buying wines because Bordeaux is very closed. And more and more people are visiting now Bordeaux.
Did you hear that? That's the abbey, isn't it?
Yes, it's not exactly the abbey, it's a church.
Oh, is it?
which is classified too by UNESCO. Because oh, okay. Here is on the way to Santiago de Compostela. This place is classified by UNESCO.
Oh, okay.
Because we are on the way to Santiago de Compostela in Spain, you know.
Oh, okay.
Saint-Jacques de Compostela.
I don't know. Is it famous?
Probably
is very
yes,
famous.
Yes, because we can walk from different places in France and in Europe.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And going, in northwest from Spain, not far from Galice.
Could I get you to describe it? Because I always think of Entrée de Mer as sort of a flat, sandy place.
Flat? No.
Yeah, I know. Well, this is the
Médoc,
thing.
Médoc is a flat place.
Yeah, this does not look flat.
Not all the Médoc, but most of the Médoc is a plat pays, like in Jacques Brel's song. Entrée de Mer is very, very hilly.
Yeah, it's quite rolling hill.
Yes, especially if you go south of Entrée de Mer, not far from Capian and Cadillac, is really lovely, lovely landscape and a very nice hilly place. And it's not far from Dordogne, you know, Dordogne, which is very hilly too.
Mm-hmm. Is that the beginning of the Central Massif?
Yes, it's not far. The beginning is more around Périgueux and Périgueux-Brive. Brive is a very nice place. I often go there. But here is more south of France than west, you know, than the Massif Central. But it's not far from Dordogne, which is a so lovely place too.
Mm. So it's a lovely day here. I think it's about
yes,
the third
not
day.
Not too hot, because if you
not too
came
hot for
here
you.
Last Tuesday, it was impossible. It would have been impossible to stay outside. It was too hot. But we have a nice summer. Spring was not so lovely, but we have a nice summer, which means it's hot, not too hot.
Mm.
It was rainy, less now. And we hope we'll have now 5 or 6 sunny and dry weeks for harvesting good vintage.
Yeah, so we're recording this, is it the beginning of August? Just about to come up, back
yes.
A few days before August. So
we will be now less busy in the vineyards. The most busy period in the vineyards is behind us.
Mm.
And now we will wait and make the very last job we can make outside,
yep.
And then we hope it will be not too stormy. And we are very lucky because this spring and summer, all the vineyards from Loire Valley, Burgundy, had a hailstorm or froze in the end of April.
Yeah, there was frost
all around
and
the Loire Valley. So Bordeaux is lucky today.
And veraison normally occurs about now, doesn't it? But it's been delayed a bit.
Sorry?
Veraison, where the grapes change colour and start swelling.
Yes, we consider the veraison will go on at the quite beginning of next week for the white.
Yeah, yeah. Is that a normal or is it running a bit late?
Yes, it's a normal because 15 was not normal. Spring and summer were too hot. And, you know, it's not only good when it's too hot. You don't only need hot and temperature, warm temperature, because especially when you make dry white, which is our case, because Turco is producing a bit more white than red, because you need freshness for white.
Mm.
And of course, Bordeaux is not mainly known for dry white. When you think famous dry white, you think Burgundy, Champagne, Loire Valley, which is not in south.
Pessac-Léognan.
Pessac-Léognan, yes. Yes, but, you know, somebody coming from UK or from States or thinks Burgundy or Alsace or Champagne before thinking Pessac-Léognan.
But your vineyard is predominantly white.
Yes.
In a red wine-producing region.
Yes, our vineyard is around 45 hectares. We are 10 people working all year long and a bit more now for summer. And we produce between 55 and 60% with dry whites, blend with Sauvignon Blanc, Sauvignon Gris, Semillon, and very few with Muscadel. And we produce then 30-35% with red grapes, Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, Cabernet Franc, and hardly 5% with Rosé and Clairé.
Yep.
So white is, Turco is known firstly for white.
Why though? Why go for whites? Is it
because we still Entre de Mer? You know, I was not here, but 40 or 50 years before, people just produce whites, which were not exactly dry, because you did not control temperature like you can do it now, because now you know everything is thermal regulated. You can. Fermentation can go on at exact temperature you want.
Mm-hmm.
But 30, 40, 50 years before, people were making half dry and sweet white,
yep,
which were not exactly very good. But people were drinking quite more than now.
Mm.
Now people tend to drink less and better.
Yep.
So Entre de Mer is associated to dry white. And from Sauvignon, especially. So that's why Turco still produced, but we produce more. And our best cuvée of white is from Bordeaux Blanc, whose name is Cuvée Majeure, because the name of the village is La Sauve Majeure. So the Cuvée Majeure, now we produce not far from 40,000 bottles, which is not exactly une cuvée de garage.
That's a decent size, isn't it?
Yes, but you know, it's not too much too, because we can, you were speaking from white from Pessac-Léognan. It can be better when your name is Bordeaux than Pessac-Léognan, because if your name is just Bordeaux, you have to go on working always if you want to be known and recognized as a good maker of white, because we know or white and many whites from Bordeaux appellation can be quite better than more known appellation.
Mm. Yep.
For example, when your name is Saint-Emilion, you know it will be always easier to sell
than
a normal Bordeaux. We are more free first, but we have to work more, yes, to be recognized. And the best is when you can sell easily your wine, you know, when your wine and at a good price, especially.
Earlier, we tasted your Chateau White.
The Cuvée Majeure,
the white wines. And we tasted a 14.
14 and 15 and at the 15. Same time, yes.
And there was a marked difference between the two.
Yes.
I quite liked the 15. 14, to be honest, I wasn't that fussed about.
Mm. The blend is nearly the same. You know, 14 was 55% with Sauvignon Blanc. 30 with Sauvignon Gris, which is less known than Sauvignon Blanc, and 15 with Sémillon. And for the 15, it was rather 45 with Sauvignon Blanc, 1/3 Sauvignon Gris, and 25 with Sémillon. Sauvignon Gris, which is less known, brings more exotic flavors. You always harvest it firstly because acidity is decreasing and alcohol is increasing quite more. But it's very nice in a blend, because a pure Sauvignon Gris would lack of freshness. And Sauvignon Blanc might have vegetal flavors, and if it's not, if you don't get maturity, you want to. Which was a bit the case in 14, because 14's spring and summer were not exactly hot, and good weather just arrived end of August. Very late then, which means we harvest good reds, but it was a bit difficult to get a good maturity for whites. But, you know, many professional could prefer 14 than 15, because 15, too many people already said before it was finished that 15 will be great. And it was too early to say 15 would be great. And even today, we are not exactly sure 15 is the vintage, because you never know which is the vintage.
Yeah, yeah.
10 was for us better than 9, 2009, but although many people consider 9 was the vintage, that's a problem of what people say before it's finished or it's done.
You think about the vintage you just mentioned, 2009, 2010, 14, 15. There are also great vintages for red wines. Do you often find that the white wines, you have a good vintage with the white wines if the red wines are in good vintage?
We almost always can reach good quality with whites, because you harvest earlier and you don't need the same maturity for whites and for reds.
Yeah.
So we never had bad vintage with white. Mm-hmm. Also for red, even in 13, which was a so difficult vintage. White were not bad for the red.
Yeah.
It was not exactly the same result, you know. So it's difficult to really to have a bad vintage in white, except if it rains.
And it can do that in Bordeaux. You can just get really unlucky occasionally.
Unlucky with 13, we were unlucky. And we had forgotten weather could be so awful, you know, because it was so hot in spring. We had a very big hailstorm, 2nd of August, more than 15, between 15 and 20,000 hectares of vineyards were damaged with hailstorm, a very short but very hard hailstorm. So we lost with cold spring and hailstorm, we lost more than 50% of the production.
Oh, okay.
And then it rained cats and dogs for harvest.
Yeah, yeah.
So if there is a vintage you cannot buy, it can be 13.
Yeah. Luckily there wasn't much of it.
Yes. And many people did not bottle this vintage, or only a small part.
Oh, really?
Yes, and they sell it to the merchants because they considered it was not good for their image to sell such quality of wine.
Who did they sell it to?
So wine merchants.
Wine merchants.
And yes, and they mix with other wines. And we, to Turco, we produced hardly 20% of the normal production with red. Mm-hmm. And we were lucky when we bottled the 14th vintage.
Okay, so that's one thing about Bordeaux, is it's very vintage dependent. You get hail, you get rain. Maritime, you get rain all year round, really. It can rain any time.
Yes, this spring was very, very rainy. But we, for people making dry whites, you need not too warm, I already told, but we need some fresh conditions, not too fresh, of course. But, you know, in south of France, except a Condrieu, for example, but Condrieu is in the north part of Rhône Valley. It's more difficult to find good and with a good balance dry white. It can be a bit heavy, you know.
Or a little bit underripe to try and hold on to the acidity.
Exactly, because you need acidity, even if people can prefer when there is less acidity. That's why we know the 15 vintage of the Cuvée Majeure White will be preferred by people, even if some other people, but they are less, could consider 14 as a better balance than 15. Because, for example, we have more than 14 with alcohol, with the 15th vintage, which is already important.
Okay. I think we're going to wrap it up there, Stefan. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.